This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November of last year. We're talking about no other than Prodec, Inc. You can find him on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know, I just saw that you guys released, I believe it was on February the 4th, your fourth quarter earnings for the end of the year. And, you know, being in the pandemic, I thought it was a positive thing at $8.3 million, I think up 3% compared to that time of last year. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we're pleased with that. There are challenges of the pandemic, but we've been able to supply our customers the products they need and stay on top of that. And it's at a revenue level that is good for us. We're tracking to a good year. Yeah, there's some challenges going on below that line, but we're pleased with the progress that we're continuing to make here. Yeah.
Bring us up to speed, if you would, on some of those revenues coming from new products.
Well, as you know, we released two new products last year, spring and summer, and they helped us obviously with our third and fourth quarter last year and continued to do well for us. The one in particular that we might have mentioned this before, that the reorder purchase orders are coming in earlier than normal. It's been really well accepted in the market. The surgeons love it. Our customer is very happy, is ordering more. And so that was a project that we invested in internally, and it's paying off for us very well.
You guys are in the middle of a very ambitious year. What is going on over there at the Prodec, and how are things working out? Where are we at in the process of moving the company forward, say, the next two or three quarters?
There's a lot going on. When we spoke in November, I told you probably, if I remember correctly, we just closed on a new building, an additional
yep.
building to support. Yeah, so it's to support the growth that we're in the middle of and anticipate. We are getting that building set up, doing a lot of work over there. Things are tracking on schedule. We hope to be building shippable product by the summer, hopefully by even in our fourth quarter. So we've got that going on. We've got a number of new projects in development, three in particular in the relatively short term. One, we plan to release and begin shipments this quarter still, and two more that are coming out in the summer. And again, these are things that we're looking forward to producing in the new building. We're dealing with a pandemic, as you mentioned earlier.
Right.
And, I guess you call things like this growing pains. When we started this 5, 6, 7 years ago, there were 55 of us in the building, and pretty much everything ran through three or four of us in terms of decisions and things like that. Now we've got over 130 people, and some of those decisions are getting filtered out to 15 or 20 people, and maybe they don't quite decide things quite the way I used to, and we're kind of working on some training and getting everything aligned as we grow and learn at the same time. So it's a pretty busy time, it's going fine. It's going fine. Like I said, we're getting customers their products that they need. We figure to have a better year than last year, as I said at the beginning of this year. Some challenges, obviously, but we're pleased with the progress.
Let's talk about protocols, and let's talk about the pandemic. I'm sure that you guys have some certain protocols that you guys set up. How is that affecting your team, and what has been the outcome? And you know, we've been facing this now for about 9 months.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's probably a good question for everybody to talk to. You know, our priority is to keep people healthy and safe here. We like the people we work with, and it's our obligation to keep it a safe workplace. So that's the priority. So we do have a number of strict protocols in place, pretty much the ones you read in the newspapers here and there, plus some additional ones. We try to take things an extra step or extra level. It's the right thing to do. And sometimes it affects your bottom line. We test the entire company on a regular basis, which was something we hadn't planned at the beginning of the year. And we're very careful. If someone is exposed to the virus or is around someone exposed to the virus, we ask them to, actually, we request or demand them not to come to work. But sometimes people make not the best decisions and they come in and you need to quarantine or sequester or send home an entire department. And
right.
that affects, you know, your production. It affects run rates. The accountants will appreciate this. You don't absorb as much overhead and things like that affect your bottom line. And it's part of the process. It's part of the challenge I'm sure everybody is dealing with. And, you know, we spend a lot of time training the company by department, by the whole company, individuals. And I think we got 130 people. I think 125 of them are doing fantastic. A few people just maybe make a couple goofy decisions, and we're really trying to stay on top of that and keep things rolling. We seem to have gotten the message across to almost everybody now. We want the main thing, don't come to work and get someone else sick. And
right.
Then, well, if you do, it also, by the way, impacts the company as well.
The you know, we just got a new administration, the Biden administration. Is that going to help you guys out, hurt you guys? What are your challenges going forward? And are you still bullish on the company in the future?
Absolutely bullish on the company. I'm not sure what the changes in Washington mean for us. Our focus has always been execute. Do what we do well, add to that repertoire and do that well. You know, some of those external type factors we can't really deal with. You know, everyone's got their opinion and probably nobody's right. So we just try to do our thing and do it well. We're very bullish. We've obviously got a lot of challenges, but we bought a building for a reason. I've made no secret that we've got aggressive growth plans. We're tracking to those. Yeah, there's a couple of challenges with pandemics and things in the last few months, but no matter who's in charge, you know, that'll get resolved, whether it's through vaccines or other methods. But this country has a way of pulling together and fixing itself. So we'll get beyond that, and this company is going to do great. We're doing great. I'm really happy with how we're doing with the challenges, and I'm not wavering from our very aggressive plans for the future.
You know, Rick, what really amazes me the most, and please correct me if my metrics are wrong, but last quarter you did about $8.3 million, and I believe $2.6 million of that was net revenue.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, that's like an EBITDA of, 30%. I mean, how are you doing it? You just said that you went from 55 employees to 100 and something employees, and you still got a run rate of EBITDA around 30%.
Well, I'm not sure about the 30%, but we have good products. We have an efficient operation when everybody's here, and we are doing a better job of reducing costs as we go. I mean, that's what any manufacturer should be doing is, you know, you face price pressures from the outside and, you got to keep up with that. And we've got a seasoned manufacturing group, and part of our investment, I'm sure that people see, is in engineering and R&D, and a lot of that's in sustaining engineering. And that's, includes spending time in the shop and, improving run rates and cycle times and capability studies and things like that to make sure that we keep getting better, not just the top line, but on the bottom line and, you know, from a process perspective.
Yeah, I agree with you. My guest today is Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO and president of Prodex, Inc. You can find him on the NASDAQ. Look him up. Still, I think, undervalued here with a market cap around $125 million. Just purchased a new building recently here. Ready for growth. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. Rick, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, again, as always, we appreciate the interest and support people have in Prodex. We like to think we're doing right by people out there, but we're not done. We're rolling and going to keep going after it.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'd love to. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.